Blackstone Audio presents Migrations and Cultures, A World View by Thomas Sowell. To the memory of Carter Goodrich, who made economic and social history come alive to a young graduate student. Preface. This book about the odysseys of peoples has had odysseys of its own. Evolving over a period of more than a dozen years, it has ended up being very different from what it was conceived to be at the outset in 1982, or what it was at various stages along the way. For example, what was conceived of as a single book has ended up as three thus far. Race and Culture, published in 1994, was originally the last quarter of a huge manuscript of the same name, which included the histories now published here separately. Another spin-off was a study of affirmative action programs around the world, entitled Preferential Policies, An International Perspective, published in 1991. This has been an odyssey for the author as well, not only an odyssey of the mind, but also a series of journeys that took me to 15 countries on 4 continents, some of these countries being visited 2 or 3 times over the years. Much of the data, literature, and expertise available in these countries was invaluable and virtually impossible to get while staying at home. Seeing the many peoples themselves and their clearly very different ways and paces of working often made their economic differences something that required no esoteric or sinister theories to explain. History can be cruel to theories, as it has been cruel to peoples. Examples of both should be apparent in the chapters that follow. But history is what happened, not what we wish had happened, or what a theory says should have happened. History cannot be prettified in the interests of promoting acceptance or mutual respect among peoples and cultures. There is much in the history of every people that does not deserve respect. Whether with individuals or with groups, respect is something earned, not a door prize handed out to all. It cannot be prescribed by third parties, for what is to be respected depends on each individual's own values or the social values accepted by that individual, and equal respect is an internally contradictory evasion. If everything is respected equally, then the term respect has lost its meaning. There is no way to begin honestly and know how the study of history will end, either as regards mutual respect among peoples or anything else. This book itself did not end up as planned, but turned instead into 3 very different books, each changing in content and conclusions with the passing years. Meanwhile, parts of the early manuscript dealing with multi-ethnic societies simply disappeared into oblivion, as I realized that a study of multi-ethnic societies was a much bigger project than originally envisaged, and therefore one appropriate to a much younger man. The purpose of this book is, quite simply, that we should know what we are talking about when we talk about peoples and their cultures. That is a very large task in itself. Thomas Sowell, The Hoover Institution.